with our physical body. Blog
Talk Radio.
And we have.
Welcome to New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, the way church was meant to be. In 2015, we are watching a beautiful unfolding of God's plan, and you are all part of it. Join Apostle Kyron and Associate Pastor Kimberly Buford and the NACF of Stafford Church family as we step into the year of greater. It is time to possess the land. Tune in every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk, live at 858-357-9137 to see what God has to say to you.
Cleanse us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God. Wash us. Renew a right spirit in us, Lord God. Oh, God, wash us in the blood of Jesus. Lord God, this season we celebrate the birth of a baby, Lord God. However, Lord God, we recognize that baby became a man. And that man went to Calvary for each one of us in the name of Jesus. He shed his blood that we might live and be reconciled unto you to live through eternity with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because without the birth at Christmas time, there would be no cross and resurrection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit. You looked through the corridors of heaven, and there was not one that could come to reconcile mankind unto you except your very Son, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that right now that Jesus said, I'll go. We thank you, Lord God, that he took off his robes of glory and he came down in the humblest form he could, Lord God, as a baby, as an infant, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he was born of a virgin, Lord God, that he was born of a virgin and he became a man and he walked the earth for 3 years, Lord God, preaching and teaching us how to reconcile ourselves, how to be one with you, how to repent and come before you. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that he saw fit, though he was sinless, to carry our sins to that accursed tree, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that he died on that tree. He shed his blood, and he went down to the depths of hell, took the keys of hell and death, and is now seated at the right hand of you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that all of that began with this season that we celebrate now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that he came before as a baby, but next time, he comes as a king. In the name of Jesus, he comes as a king on a horse, Lord God, and he will come to take us. We thank you, Lord God, for this season. We praise you for this time. We worship you, Lord God. And Father God, we don't praise you like the world does when things are good. When things are good and going well, but Lord God, we praise you through the rough times, Lord God. We praise you through the hard times. We praise you through the difficult moments, Lord God. Father, we're not fair weather Christians, Father God. We don't come and go. We're not the CMEs, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, Lord God. But we're here every day, Lord God. Every day before your face, worshiping you in the name of Jesus. We give you our love, Lord God. We give you our worship. We give you our praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. You said where two or more are gathered, you would be there in the midst. Father God, we thank you for your presence in this place. We invite your holy warring angels to come and stand sentinel in this place. Father God, we pray for every soul in this building, Father God, every soul on this property. We pray for the owners, Father God, and those that oversee and manage it. We pray for those that work here, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over each one of their lives, Father God, and we just pray a special blessing over them right now, that you would bless them and keep them in all of their ways, Lord God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this room and over every member of this ministry right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are coming and those that want it to come. Lord God, we ask you to continue to keep every soul. And we pray right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over the man of God that will minister this morning. We pray that this morning that our hearts will be broken with the things that break your heart, Lord God. We pray that as the worship goes forth, Lord God, that we would break our alabaster boxes before your face, Lord God, and allow the worship just to ascend to your throne as a sweet-smelling savor before your face. Oh, God, we worship you today and glorify you because you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy. We Come on, get God. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, get up, give somebody a hug, and say, I love you. It's good to see you today. Hallelujah. Bless God for you.
Certainly God would not condescend to do that. Certainly God.
Father would not condescend to send his son in such a manner. A king would be born in a palace. The king of glory would come with angels trumpeting his presence. But Jesus came in a lowly manger with funky animals and a teenage mama. Come on, y'all. God allowed his only son to be born in such a manner for us. Come on. And there ain't no other reason to praise God. This is a wonderful one. Because without Jesus, we would have zero hope. Zero hope. But we just thank God for hope this morning.
Amen.
I got hope. That's blessing me. Hallelujah. Hope is a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
And because of Jesus, because we have a daddy that gives us hope, because we have a daddy that loves us so much that he wants us to have every blessing, every blessing, every opportunity to be blessed, he gives us his word. God has given us his last will and testament, his word. And, you know, usually when people get ready to die and they give you their last word, what you do is you turn around and you say, okay, well, this is the last thing they told me, so this is what I'm going to do. That's why God gave it to us. And the cool thing about all of that is everything in his word is a promise. It's a promise to give us hope, to help us to recognize this is all ours. Our daddy only, I'm sorry, but my daddy only came on 1,000 hills. My daddy owned everything. The earth and the fullness thereof. Amen. So why am I beneath a circumstance? Come on, y'all. Why am I beneath a situation or a circumstance? I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. As the enemy comes against me one way, he flees seven ways. And everything my hand touches prosper. Y'all better shout. I don't know about this. Hallelujah. I have seen what God has done in this ministry started in our living room with five people. Excuse me, folks, because one of them in Alabama. Four people. And look at what God has done. Look at what God has done. Look at you. Look at how God has blessed your life. This is a time for us to sit back and just, you know, what is the word say? Say life. Come on, you think on that. Just think about what God has done. Well, just think about how good God has been to you. Just in the past 6 months. Just in the past 6 hours, you woke up. Drop the light, boom. You woke up. I'm just saying, it's just one of those joy things, just rejoicing moments this morning because God has so been so good to us. And sometimes we tend not to think about just a little thing. Sometimes my husband, he laughs at me and he said, oh, you play Break Up the World and Chip Up and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's the little things that God does. It's those little things. When your car is on E and you don't think you have enough gas to get somewhere, but God extends your gas and you last a whole lot longer than you should have. When your car should have broke down 3 weeks ago, but instead, you see a road. When you thought you didn't have no money in your bank account, but you went back and found out you had a little extra money that you didn't know you had before. Somebody better shout with me or maybe y'all ain't been there yet. Maybe y'all ain't been there yet. I can tell you stories about when your car's supposed to be repoed, when your house is supposed to be repossessed, when your house is supposed to be foreclosed on, and instead of foreclosure, they erase your past debt, reduce your interest rate, and continue to come on, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Been there, done that. When you find your child close in the tub when she should have drowned and wasn't nothing over but her nose in her mouth. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. When you find your child floating in the tub. Come on. I'm just saying. We need to just come sit down somewhere and calm and think on the blessings that God has given us. Sometimes we focus more on the stuff we ain't got than the blessings we do. Come on. I mean, I don't know if somebody else under the meeting needs to shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of us shouldn't be here. I don't know about y'all, but I got a future at that story. I shouldn't be here. But by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
See, sometimes I just get in one of these roles, you know, because God has just been too good. Because I ain't deserve nothing but hell and death. I don't know myself, and you've been good all your life. I deserve hell and death, but God. But God, he's so good. He's so good to me. Hallelujah.
Let's take these personal confessions. I'm about to shout.
Personal confessions, this is God's word. This is his word that he gave us so that we could speak it back to him and remind him, Daddy, I know what you said. I know what you said, Daddy. I believe your word. I trust you. And I believe everything you said. So not only am I going to read this, but I'm going to confess it. And I'm going to confess it with power because I know it's real. And I know you're going to do what you said you're going to do because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. Jesus has been laid unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have faith again. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have a care. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I am a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and the developer of my faith. Forever praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer. Your word has revived me and given me life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Say that again. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. So will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's repeat the mission statement of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford. The mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford is to proclaim the kingdom of God, preach salvation through Jesus, and equip God's people for service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Now today is going to be our worship service for Christmas. Amen. Because at Christmas time, you're going to be somewhere celebrating some time with the family, spend some time with your family, recognizing that Jesus is the reason for the season, y'all. Amen. So I ain't telling y'all how to celebrate, but you know what? Jesus needs to be in there somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't telling you what to do, but if it's his birthday, don't you think he ought to be there? Come on, leave that alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But you know what? We're going to give God glory this morning. Hallelujah. Can y'all get on your feet in the presence of the Holy God? Can you just lift your hand for a minute? Hallelujah. Come on, let's just give God 30 seconds.
Well,
we have to turn the music on.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Moment to recognize that it's all about you and because of you, God. It's all because of you. And we just thank you right now. And we recognize that you alone are worthy. We want you to know, God, how much we love you. Oh, God, we compel all men to recognize and to come and set us adore you. Let us adore your presence, God. Let us adore who you are. Oh, God, it's not about the presence. It's not about the gift. It's not about anything and everything that we can give. But, Lord God, it's all about what we give. We give you our worship, we give. We give you all our blessings. We just desire to lavish our love on you, to pour our love out on you this morning. We just desire to pour our love out on you this morning, Daddy. Oh, we love you so much. Oh, God. We ask that you would break our hearts. Break our hearts. Touch us this morning, Lord God, like you have before. Prepare us to truly receive your son, yes, prepare us to receive the gift. Take us and put our focus back on where it should be, on you. Put our focus back on you. This
Lord, you are welcome in this place.
Yes, you are, Lord God.
And we invite your presence in here, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, we thank you for these, your people.
Yes, God.
Who love you, Father. Who come to worship you. We thank you and bless you, God.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Every heart say amen.
Amen.
And amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope you have a happy holiday. I'm having a happy winter season. I'm saying Merry Christmas. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not politically correct. Amen. I believe, amen, there's going to be a standard. There's going to be some distinguishing between what you believe and what the world believes. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm saying Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I still talk about Jesus. I still talk about the blood. I still talk about salvation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I call him by his name, Jesus. Amen. Because I believe that, and that is how it is.
Amen.
I don't apologize for it. I'm not going to compromise. Amen. To make somebody feel uncomfortable. If you don't like it, you might want to get away from around me.
Come on now.
Amen. I am who I am. Amen. I believe what I believe. Hallelujah. And that's not going to change for nothing or nobody. Amen. Today, hallelujah. I got peace today. Amen. I'm comfortable. God is still good.
Yes.
We still have the best church in Virginia.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord is still faithful.
Yes.
I say God is still faithful.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, on this Sunday before Christmas, what do we have to talk about? We're preaching in the shower this morning. Oh, wow. Oh. Heard me. Amen. This is the season of giving and love, worship. Amen.
Amen.
And if we can use some words to define or describe Christmas, one word would be love, one word would be giving, one word would be worship. Amen.
Yes.
And all those components have to comply with Christmas. The Christmas ideology, the Christmas spirit, amen? Giving, worship, love, amen? All those things make up Christmas. When we give each other gifts, amen? When we show each other unconditional love and rejoicing, all those things make up hallelujah. And that's the spirit that we should have. I mean, I know we, especially having a Christmas, but, you know, throughout the entire year, as Christians, as believers, amen? Christians and Christmas, you still got the prefix Christ, amen?
Amen.
And so we still have that same love and mercy and joy and giving. That spirit should be a part of us throughout the entire year.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And especially in this time of year, amen?
Amen.
Now, I know that we really can't quantify or verify that he was born on December 25th. More than likely, it's around sometime in the spring. Amen. But some traditions we accept and we follow them. Amen.
Amen.
And so we have set apart this December 25th as the time to worship the birth of Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Is that all right with you?
Amen.
It don't bother me. Amen. I mean, I know we can't directly identify the exact date and month and how he was born in the physical. Amen. But we want to say, well, we're going to take time to appreciate him and recognize him on December 25th. Amen. So I'm cool with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I got a word this morning.
Amen.
Amen. It's an easy word. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the spirit of Christmas.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep it simple. And the mercy of God. They go hand in hand. How about that? The spirit of Christmas. And the mercy of God. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles. The book of Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse number 9. Chapter 2, starting at verse number 9. When you have it, say amen. Luke, chapter 2, and verse 9. And it reads, let's stand for the reading of the word, please. And lo, the angel of the Lord just came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid, or very afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel, the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Amen. And I just want to, amen, flip over to Ephesians 2 and 2 for a moment. And it says, when time passed, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. I want to talk about for a moment, amen, the mercy of God and the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. You may be seated. There was a miracle that took place in these verses of Scripture. And there's a lot of symbolism here also. I think oftentimes we overlook the symbolic expressions that are contained in Luke chapter 2 and verse 9. Number one, amen, angel said, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now, listen, if you understand about the Old Testament revelations, Old Testament scriptures, the angel of the Lord is thought by many theologians to be the pre-incarnate expression of Christ.
All right.
Amen. So now, this gets very deep.
That's good.
The Bible says that the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of God was shining all about them, and they were afraid. And the angel of the Lord said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Yes.
The angel of the Lord about to make an announcement. Amen.
Yes.
Now, not only now, he said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, my dad, he came down from the city of David. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. He said, for unto you is born this day in the city of my dad, David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Come on.
Now, here is the pre-incarnate Christ talking in third person.
Come on.
Amen. So he came to announce his own birth.
Yes.
And follow me.
Come on.
The angel of the Lord, which was Jesus pre-incarnate. Amen. Because in the Old Testament, whatever the angel of the Lord came on the scene, that was really an expression of the pre-incarnate Jesus,
yes,
talking to the prophet to give them a word. And now here in the book of Luke, here comes the angel of the Lord talking to the shepherds outside saying, listen, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, because in the city of David, a Savior is born. As a matter of fact, you should have said, I've just been born.
Yeah.
Because if this is the pre-incarnate expression of Christ, then he came to announce his own birth.
Come on, preacher. That's good.
Yes. He said, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger. Let's stop for a moment.
Yes.
He already was demonstrating that, although I've just been born, I'm getting ready to die.
Yes.
Because the swaddling cloths are nothing but some death clothes. Amen. I'm already in a manger, so I didn't come. I didn't come in glory. I was born in a nasty barn.
Come on.
Amen. I didn't come with no respect, and I'm already wrapped in swaddling clothes, which represents some death clothes that I'm going to put on my body in about 33 years. Amen. So when you look at the representation and the symbolism that's contained in the book of Luke, my God, it's mind blowing.
That's it.
So everything he came to do, he already was demonstrating and expressing in this simple announcement. Listen, I've just been born. You're going to find me in the manger. I'm wrapped in burial clothes. But when you come, I'm coming. Amen. You can come to worship me open like
come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the word says, amen, and certainly that was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Hallelujah. That was an heavenly angelic choir to back him up when he made the great announcement. Listen, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men, because he's come to save men from their sins.
Amen.
As I was reading and meditating on this word, and I kept hearing the angel of the Lord, the angel. I said,
wow.
The angel
wow.
Of the Lord. You mean to tell me Jesus came to announce his own birth?
Come on, preacher. That's
good. Because every time when he talked to Moses, Moses, take off the sandals from your feet, because the place where you stand is holy ground. When he wrestled with Joseph, what's your name? What's your name? Why are you worried about my name? I'm going to change your name from Joseph to Israel. Amen. And every time he showed up, he came with power, he came with authority, and he came with a word.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so he said, fear not, for I bring thee good tidings of great joy. For unto you this day I was just born, a Savior. I'm Christ the Lord. And it is so assumed by many students of the Bible that this angel was Jesus in the pre-incarnate Christ. It's even more amazing when you consider that the Lord in his pre-incarnate representation appeared to the shepherds to announce his own birth to the world. I'm coming to the common folk.
Come on now.
He didn't go to the royalty. He didn't go to the king and the priest and the queen. He came to the common. I'm coming to the shepherds who normally out there in the field watching what? Watching over sheep.
That's it.
And he said, my sheep saw my voice. And another man would not follow. All the stumbling, when he came down, he came to the shepherds. Why? Because he is, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yay! Come on.
So one shepherd talking to another shepherd. Said, listen, I've been born in my dad's sick. I'm coming to save the world from that sin. If you look in the manger, you're going to find me wrapped in my burial cloth. I'm already prepared for my purpose. I know what I'm coming to do. I'm already demonstrating what I'm coming to do. Amen. I'm not going to be wrapped in fine purple and fine silk or linen. I'm wrapped in swaddling clothes, which really is on the burial cloth already. But I've got a purpose. And just to make sure I don't forget what I come to do, they're going to put me in the manger in burial cloth.
Yeah.
If you hang around my 33 years, you'll see me in Calvary.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For unto you is born of this day, the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. My Jesus was born, hallelujah, not in the fine hospital, not in the fine palace, but he was born in a barn. Was no room for him at the inn. So they found shelter in the barn. When he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east, the Bible says, all the way to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him.
Yeah.
When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And the Bible says they fell down and began to worship. Y'all missed that one, man.
Jesus.
Let me break it down for you.
Come on, preacher.
When they came into the house,
yes,
and saw the young child of Mary, his mother, they immediately fell down and began to worship
him.
They came where he was in the house, and they came to worship. When they got in the house where he was, they began to
worship.
Into my gate of thanksgiving and my quest to praise. When they got where he was, they came to worship.
Yes.
It sets the precedent.
Yes, yes.
When you come to the house where Jesus
Hallelujah. They came, they fell down and they worshiped. And then when they got up and worshiped, the Bible says they opened their treasures, opened their gifts.
That's right.
They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Hallelujah.
They traveled a great distance. We don't know how far they came from, but the Bible says they came from the east. They were not great astronomers, but they saw the star, the most brilliant star in the universe. The only time in recorded history where a star has stood still for over 2 years. God built to where
That's right.
Jesus was.
That's right.
Amen. And see, listen, there's a certain spirit that we should possess at this place in this Christmas season. Amen. We have to display a spirit of love.
Yes.
The spirit of giving. The spirit of thanksgiving. A spirit of faith. This is the spirit of Christmas. These wise men came from the east for one purpose. And that purpose was to worship. Have I got a witness here?
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Nobody knows that distance they traveled to visit Jesus, but they traveled to meet and worship the Lord. In other words, I don't care how far away he is. I don't care how far I got to go. I'm going to get there.
Yes.
You see, they showed a certain type of tenacity.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
A certain type of stick-to-itiveness. And a certain type of consistency. Some of us live in the same area where the church is located and can't find time to come to the house. Amen. But these men traveled from the east, the Bible said. And what no one or two day trip. They journeyed for a long time to find. Matter of fact, they had to seek and find him in Bethlehem.
That's right.
Amen. Because the star gave him a general location. Amen. But they had to get there and find him where he was. So they looked and they searched and they finally got there. And when they got there, they came in to worship. They came in about business. And then, once they finished worshiping, they got up and started to bear gifts unto the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. They were guided supernaturally by the Lord with the appearance of the star. They had a desire to worship. The Lord spoke to them and told them, after they worship, listen, go back to your own country. Don't go back to King Herod. He desires to destroy and to kill the King Jesus. Because Herod had heard that God could be born a king of Jews. He was worried about being displaced from his throne.
Sure.
So he talked to three wise men. Well, listen, when y'all hear, because I want to go worship also. But the deception was exposed by the angel of the Lord.
All right, now.
He had no intention of worshiping God. He was looking up his own throne, his own kingdom. His desire was to kill any threat to his kingdom. And so when they went to worship Jesus and they got up, the Spirit of the Lord told them, now go back to your own country and don't go back to see Herod. Look at how God was in the midst of all these circumstances.
Yes, yes.
How he orchestrated the events. Amen. And he is the first example of the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
Listen, does the Bible say that for God so loved the world that he gave?
That's right.
Amen. He for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son in the Holy Spirit. He gave his only begotten son, which means he gave his greatest gift of value.
Hallelujah.
Let me read it by you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He didn't give us any old thing. Amen. He didn't find the old suit he didn't wear no more. Amen. He didn't find the old pocketbook. He just got tired looking at it. Amen. But he gave the greatest gift of value he had, which was his only begotten son.
That's right.
See, when you give a gift that means something to you.
That's it.
You have diligent the truth that all in. Now. I'm all in. I'm sold out. When you have a gift that means something to you, it's a gift of high value.
That's right.
That you cherish.
Yes.
That means you are really sold out, and I'm all in. Amen?
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God gave us Jesus, the greatest gift that anyone can receive. Jesus, the greatest joy anyone can have. He gave us Jesus, the greatest revelation anybody could ever understand. He gave us Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
The greatest gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
I can't find on my debit card.
Come on.
I can't find on Amazon.
Come on, Free.
I can't stop by Walmart, but I can find with my faith.
Yes.
When I say, Lord, I receive you, I believe, and I believe you can, and you are who you say you are. I can pick them up on that way, amen? I can't write a check to buy Jesus. I can't swipe my card to buy Jesus. I can't put him on Larry, but if I put on my faith,
yes,
and I commit my life to him,
yes,
and I say, Father, I receive in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then I can get this gift.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's purchased by my faith. It is purchased, amen, by my acceptance of him. It's purchased by my confession. It's purchased by me following him. It's purchased by me being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Come on now.
It's purchased by me saying, I'm tired of the world and the way of the world.
Yes.
It's purchased by me saying, God, I want something better for my life. It's purchased by me saying, God, I want to follow you and do your will.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's a Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When the Lord, he breathed life into Adam and made him ruler of his earthly domain, his own request was, son, be obedient. Every tree in the garden is good for you and Eve to partake of, but this one tree in the middle of the garden, don't touch it, don't eat it, don't fool with it, because the day you do, thou shalt surely die. Sin, the enemy, is always ever present.
Yes.
And he comes along to reality what God has told you.
That's right.
If he can find a crack in your armor,
come on, preacher,
to give you just a little doubt mixed in with your faith,
Jesus,
he can cause a catastrophe in your life.
Jesus,
hallelujah! You know the story. He told them, "You ain't gonna die because the Lord knows the day I eat this fruit, you're gonna be just like him."
Jesus.
See, the enemy will tell you what you already have. Amen. He will give you what you already have.
That's right.
They were already like the Lord.
That's right.
Bible says, let us make man our image after our likeness. That they were already like the Lord.
That's right.
And then on top of that, he would already gain five levels of dimension.
Come on.
Now I got a witness.
Yes, he did.
Yes. He said, Adam, listen, I want you to subdue the earth.
Amen.
He gave him power over the fish of the sea.
Yes.
The fowls of the air.
All right.
The creeping crawling thing.
That's right.
The earth itself. Amen.
Jesus.
And over every living creature, Adam had dominion.
Yes.
How bad was Adam? He didn't have to have rain fall down. Adam was called mist up toward the ground. Amen. He didn't need AC or heat. If it got too cold, he could speak to the sun. I need to turn about 95 degrees. If it got too warm, he could tell the sun, tone down some. Oh my God, I'm uncomfortable right here. This is the Bible. It's the principal power of the air.
Come on.
And when it changed from it to him, when Adam was disobeying God,
that's right.
Everything Adam had, the devil had.
That's right.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, preacher? Okay, when Jesus was in the garden for 40 days and 40 nights, and the Bible says he came out of the garden, he was outward and hungry, and then the Spirit led him to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen? You remember that?
Yes.
And the devil took him up to a high mountain, yes, to look over the world and see all the glories of the... All this will I give you if you fall down and worship me. For it has been delivered unto me.
That's right.
Yes.
How was delivered? When Adam disobeyed the Lord, there was a transfer that took place.
That's right.
All the dominion that Adam had was transferred to the enemy.
That's
when
right.
He disobeyed the Lord.
That's
now
right.
Fast forward 3,000 years later, Jesus came up to God, and the Bible says he is tempted into wilderness by the enemy, and the devil said, look over the world. and glory I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Why? Because it's been delivered into my hand.
Come on, preacher.
Another name for the Lord is the last Adam. Amen. So when he went to the cross, when he said, all power in heaven and earth belongs to who? Me.
That's it.
When he got him, said, death, where's your sting? And grave, where's your victory? Our power got transferred back to the last Adam. Have a kind of witness.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And so,
that's good, preacher.
And so the Lord breathed life into Adam.
Yes.
Made him ruler over the earthly domain. His only request was, son, I want you to obey me and keep my commandments.
That's right.
Everything in the garden is good for you and Eve to have and to enjoy. But just one tree in the center of the garden, don't touch it, don't eat it, don't smell it. But the day you do, thou shalt surely die. Don't the Lord keep his word to his
people? Yes,
he does. Amen. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, if God said it, it will surely come to pass. Don't you know in the book of Genesis, the Bible says, in all the days of Adam were 969 years, and then he died.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'd rather trust the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God, even in the midst,
that's right.
That's what you call being omniscient and omnipotent.
Yes.
He knows what you're going to do before you do it.
That's
and
right.
My pastor, my partner, Revelation said, he knows the end before the beginning begins. And so he already had a plan working in place. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, he had a plan in place. Why? Because he's good and his mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
He put a plan in place by his son Jesus that will reconcile us to himself.
Yes.
That will redeem us to himself. That will recover us from being lost. That will release us from sin. That will reconnect us to glory. That will restore us to life. Repair us from our mistakes. Reclaim us and reserve us and return us back to himself by way of his son Jesus. And so,
yes.
Give us life said, for God so loved the world. That he gave us Jesus.
Yes.
That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not himself who condemned the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let me go back to the love and giving on this Merry Christmas Sunday, New Antioch. The
yes.
Spirit of God said he loved us so much that he gave. Who do you love and what have you given?
Jesus, come on.
And who you love and what have you given? Don't you know that love is what love does? Love is a verb. It's an action word. Amen. Love is an action which means it's a state of being. It's motion. It's got to be doing something. So my question is, who do you love and what have you given? If you say you love him so much, what are you giving God? Have you given God your time? Have you given God your talent? Have you given God your tithe? How much do you love the Lord? He's proven to us how much he loves.
Come on, preacher.
It didn't say for God love. It said for God so love. Amen. And that so is used as an adverb put into what it fits. He loved us. He so loved us so much that he gave us Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The wise men loved him so much, they gave their time and distance and began to journey just to worship. Hallelujah. Peter loved him so much that even though he rejected him, he got it right. He came back to repent. Hallelujah. Met him down there in Jerusalem when he was resurrected. Left the church in Antioch. Had the greatest revival in history. 3,000 souls got saved after one sermon. That's how much Peter loved. How much do you love the Lord today on this Christmas? If you say you love him, how much have you given to God? Have you given God your time today?
Yes.
Have you made time for our Lord?
Amen.
For God so loved that he gave.
Yes.
That's the mercy of God. That's the mercy of the Lord that we serve. Amen. When we were lost in our sins,
come on, preacher.
He gave us Jesus. When we walked in rebellion, he gave us Jesus. When we
Thank you, Lord.
Paul says we walk in time past according to the prince of the power of this earth. We got influenced by the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But God.
But God.
In the course of this world, we were just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The world walked in sin, and we walked in sin.
Right.
The world walked in rebellion, and we walked in rebellion. The world walked in disobedience, and we walked in disobedience. We want to be like somebody else.
Yes.
That'll get you in trouble. Amen. Don't you know when Israel was ruled by God and they were the opposite? They kept begging to be led by a man, so God gave them Saul. We deserved our punishment. We deserve destruction. We deserve judgment. But God said, Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah.
I'm again Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, Merry Christmas. I love you so much, I'm going to give you my son. He said, Merry Christmas. He loves you so much, he's going to shed his blood. Now, all you got to do is go to the tree and unwrap your gift by giving some faith.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Paul said, we were dead in sin before the Lord sacrificed his grace and mercy.
Yes.
We were in spiritual death. We rejected him. The sea of death had passed from Adam and infected the entire world.
Right.
But God had a ram in the bush.
Come on, preacher.
The devil thought he had us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got him now.
Come on.
Adam and Eve. Yeah, I told you. It was just like, don't you know you already like him and you died. He thought he had the victory, but oh, God had a plan in motion. It might have taken 42 generations, but he was coming.
Hallelujah.
He was on the way.
Yes.
That's why I'm so glad we serve a God who's patient with us.
Yes.
Don't you know all the time we make confessions of faith and faith to God and walk away from them? All God said was, I feel lovely. And he looked at Jesus who covered us by his blood so he couldn't see our sin. When they go to the mercy seat,
come on.
By the blood.
Yes.
The word says the blood covers a multitude.
Yes.
I don't care how bad it was, how long you did it, the blood is still covered.
Yes. Amen.
Merry Christmas, your sins are covered by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, God loved us so much, he gave us Jesus. On my way to hell, Lord have mercy. Fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the desire of my mind. He sent Jesus. Anything we thought we were big enough to do, we did. We fulfilled it, and we enjoyed it.
That's right.
Oh, but God came and speaked our mind, didn't he?
Preach, preacher. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, Merry Christmas, Romans 12:1. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah.
He gave you Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The wise man looked for 2 years. Hallelujah. They looked for two.
Come on, preacher.
2 years.
That's good.
To worship for a moment.
Jesus.
Think about that. They walked and knocked on doors to find the one that was promised to come. And they searched. The Bible says that when Herod realized the wise men had deceived him and went back to their own homes, he began to inquire. You know, from the time he inquired about the baby Jesus, it was about 2 years that he had seen them. Amen? And so he sent in his men to get every child that was 2 years old and under. Amen. He inquired this for 2 years, so the wise men looked for Jesus for 2 years. They found him. And they came to worship because they meant something.
All right.
You see, whatever it takes to bear your own,
yeah.
I don't care what it takes to get it. You put value on it, you're going to stick it out until you get there.
That's right. Amen.
They walked for years, through deserts, through famine times, through foreign lands, looking for Jesus. They searched 2 years just to worship for a moment. Yes. When they walked in, they saw him, they fell down and worshiped, they got up, gave him kiss, and they was out.
That's right.
Read the Bible. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, 11, 12. They found him, they worshiped, they got up, and gave him gifts of gold, of frankincense, of myrrh, and they got up and they was out. They went home because they had seen the vision. They had seen the promise. I can go and die in peace now. I've seen the promise. I've seen the one who's going to deliver from our sins, who's going to save us from our sins. I've seen him. I've worshiped. I've given my gift. Now I can go home. That's what I have in the church today. God's standards do not change. I don't care if it's 2015, going to 2016. He's the eyes of God. I change. He still requires holiness. He still requires worship. He still requires us, our time. Amen. So if you don't remember anything else on this Christmas sermon, remember this. The spirit of Christmas is love. It's giving. It's worship. It's faith. Amen. Those wise men displayed all of that. They had no faith. And I don't know what he is, but we're going to find. Can you imagine coming from a strange land, going to a land you don't even know of, not familiar with, but you realize, I'm going to look till I find him. We're coming. You just follow the star. He's not an astronomer. But look, I see that star. It's so different about that star. It's there overhead. It ain't moved. I'm going to follow that star. I get where I'm going, and I'm going to find Jesus. I'm going to follow the promised one. I got my gift. I believe. I got my faith. I got my hustle. I'm going to find Jesus.
Yeah.
And they walk in. Where is he? There is the promise. Where he at? Right there. And they fail God. Enter my gates with thanksgiving and my courts with praise. Those principles, they never are dated, they never get old. When we praise the Lord, we worship him. Hallelujah. Remember on this Christmas, amen, sir, that the principle of the Spirit of Christmas, it has to incorporate love, has to incorporate faith, has to incorporate giving, has to incorporate support. Always faithful. Was there any of the Lord announced his own birth? The miracle of that announcement. Well, we thank you. Church, amen. Somebody say, glory to God, glory! Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is still good, church. Amen. We celebrate. We celebrate. Amen. We celebrate. He's good. For God's love he gave. Amen. I'm celebrating. Are you celebrating today? I'm happy. Amen. God is doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Yes. He's doing it. Hallelujah. God is blessed this morning. That all your dreams, your vision comes true in the name of Jesus. That the Lord put his hand upon you. That his face shine upon you, rather. Amen. That you walk into exponential blessings this year. Supernatural favor. Divine increase in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That everything you put your hands forth to do will be blessed by God. That you're blessed going out and blessed coming in. I pray for the families this year, that there's favor, that there's peace in the household. Hallelujah. I pray God's anointing and protection to over each of you right now. Amen. I pray that your desires and dreams and goals are met and fulfilled by the Lord. Amen. I pray your finances are brought under control. That your debts are eliminated. Amen. That your goals for business are realized. Hallelujah. I pray that the spirit of evangelism is increased in this church. Amen. That the church relationship with souls who are hungry for the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that the supernatural giving of the Spirit is on display. That healings are being manifested in this house. That deliverance is being manifested in this house.
Hallelujah.
That young folks are being on fire for the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The leaders continue to rise up in this house and take their rightful place. God, we just thank you. And we just say miracles this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for your birth, for your death, and most important, your resurrection. We bless you right now in Jesus' name. Give your heart to amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's prepare to bless God in our giving.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have to wake up and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. To those who are joining us on Breaking Chains with New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Sabbath Sunday Morning Worship, we thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our Christmas service and that you've been blessed. And we look forward to seeing y'all next week. Praise God. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
All
right.